degrees. Right. At this hour, it's 41 degrees, for heaven's sakes. It's one of those reality grabbers. That's why you need our weather app, so you know, well, what it's going to be like outside. Our wind chill is 36. Our forecast, breezy, cool, a little brisk today, but the sun is coming out now. Did you notice the clearing taking place on your way in? The dark clouds are moving away. North winds at 10 to 20 will make it seem colder. Today's high 56, clear, cold 38 tonight. Tomorrow, we're in the mid-50s again. Maybe an isolated shower in the afternoon. Better chance of rain later on tomorrow night and into Friday. And then that clears out and the weekend is dry with temperatures in the 60s and another big deal cold front coming in Monday night with more storms. Right now this morning, north winds at 10 miles per hour, making that 41 degree temperature feel more like 36 at 9:02.
Well, Rich, I appreciate the update. It is getting chilly out there.
It's brisk. If you went to work in shirt sleeves yesterday morning, you had a little bit of a surprise when you got out of work, right?
I'm layered today, though.
I know. You look layered. Look at it. Three visible layers that I can see.
Yeah, I'm not wearing any, like, tight undershirt. I'm not a wife-beater guy, nor do I like those shirts.
I rarely wear an undershirt under a shirt.
Yeah, who does that? Who does that? Anyway.
All right, guys, have a good one.
You do?
I see you do. I see you got...
Well, that explains it.
Well, raise my rent.
I'll see you later. Have a good one.
Goodbye, Richard.
Bye, Rich Thomas.
It's great getting the
Lindsay
live
just
scoop.
Poured himself a... Coke Zero Sugar. He's ready to get going.
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, folks, we're looking at Lindsey.
I love me some Lindsey Graham.
Head of the Judiciary Committee. It is about to begin here. The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz. So let's hit.
Look at that old decrepit Dianne Feinstein coming in.
This upcoming hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, until the end of December, you can get 50% off if you're a News and Views listener. You got to let them know you're a News and Views listener, that you listen to myself, Joey, and my co-host, Jack. And tell them, hey, can I get the 50% off? I want to transfer some old videotapes into a digital format. They'll tell you, of course. Because you're a News and Views listener. So call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black Studios, great sponsor of this hour of News and Views. Upcoming, we're going to get into this hearing with the Inspector General. I think I have a new man crush as well.
I know who it is.
News and Views begins in mere moments.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition this morning. No arrests have been made in the case. Montgomery Public Schools held its final board meeting of 2019 last night. Board members say achievement and financial numbers show the school system is moving in the right direction. And former state senator Hank Sanders is speaking out against the Alabama Bicentennial Celebration. He says despite the ads and the monuments that represent Native Americans and African Americans, he still finds fault in the way their histories are expressed by the state of Alabama. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's a year-end comfort closeout sale you don't want to miss. For a limited time, AC by Lou Choir is offering a complete Carrier air conditioning and heating system for just a fraction over cost. As a bonus, all qualified customers can also get 0% financing. Lou Choir is proud to announce we now service Auburn and Opelika for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier. Visit acbylouchoir.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly, that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With WOW Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get 1 gig WOW Business internet starting at $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Deck the halls with gifts from Boot Barn. Put Dan Post boots under the tree. Handcrafted with premium leathers and made for comfort. Dan Post boots, all at Boot Barn. Unwrap the West. Unwrap the West with gifts from Boot Barn.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Jack Campbell, especially because I'm looking at the face of Lindsey Graham.
He's all pumped up.
You know, Jack.
He just poured himself a Coke Zero.
Yeah. Well, I might have a little something extra in there.
Well, he might.
You know, I think Washington, D.C. needs to drink more. I remember the fond days of Tip O'Neill, Ronald Reagan, Ronnie. You know, we'd get together. And even during the Clinton days, back when I was saying.
It's not just about sex.
You know, it was a good time, despite it being a divided time. But now it's just so nasty. So nasty. Folks, we're watching Lindsey Graham's committee begin this hearing with the DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz. Get to that in a mere moment. I've got it paused here. We'll get into that. 272-9228, if you've had the chance to more digest the IG report. You know, it is night and day, Jack. I tuned in to some CNN videos.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, and then some broad alongside that weird-looking freak. That bald freak, what is his name, Stelter? Ironically named show he runs called Reliable Sources. And they're just hanging their hat on people like you and I, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
We're just conspiracy theorists spinning for the president.
Right.
Because we're not responsible journalists. Guys, if you actually read the report, instead of just hanging your hat on, well, they didn't find any bias. Well, no testimonial or documentary evidence of it. So nobody wrote a damn email saying we're going to get Trump because I hate him, though there were personal text messages that said crap like that.
Exactly.
But that's beside the point. When you look at what the FBI did with this FISA application, with this investigation itself, the more I started to digest it and listen to my new man crush, the Attorney General of these United States, William Barr. Jack, I never thought I'd say that. Because when he was appointed, I was a little skeptical. He's got more of a history of being a big government Republican, more of a security state Republican. He's defended things like FISA. So has Lindsey Graham. So to see these Republicans that have defended these surveillance programs now very much questioning how these programs
were
used.
Because they were abused.
Yes. It's an incredible thing. And the way William Barr, and we'll get to it, in the interview he did with NBC News, laid out the case of in the story of what has happened, CNN and those asshats are calling it spin. I think it's just telling the story how it is. This cannot stand. This cannot stand whatsoever. 272-9228. I'm just teasing, folks. We're about to tee up here the Horwitz Report. Lindsey Graham's giving his opening remarks. You know, wearing that crimson-red power tie. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views. Who's this? You're on the air.
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Did I do that all right, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
Bob.
I'm excited. Things are looking so good out there. I'm on the air, correct?
Yes, you are.
All right. Did you see in the front page of the paper where Tuberville, for this wonderful group in Alabama, said that Trump was sent here by God?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, see, I'm behind. I got to listen all the time.
You know? Yeah, you got to stay tuned. What were you doing when you weren't listening? What, working? That's not an excuse.
I was talking to the Alabama home mortgage lady I love so well.
Okay, that's a good excuse. Kim Williams is a wonderful person.
But also, Rick Perry, someone mentioned a few weeks back, Rick Perry sent a letter to Trump. Mm-hmm. And he said, I know, like the kings of Israel in the Old Testament, they weren't perfect, but God put them there, and God put you there, President Trump. I thought that's pretty good stuff.
That is pretty good stuff. Do you think Solomon had the most fun of those ancient kings?
I can't even go there. With all those concubines and all that,
as much fun as it sounds, it probably was hell, too.
No, he had more of everything, and he said there's nothing to any of it. So, you know,
exactly. There you go. Hugh Hefner should have read that book.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, another thing that I don't know if y'all talked about it, and it was great news that they're saying 18 years of the war in Afghanistan, we've been lied to about how we were doing, and one of the chief liars is the general chief of staff now up there in Washington. And so that's pretty interesting. You don't hear much about it, though. I mean,
yeah, I brought it up earlier this week. It's not shocking at all to me. You know, I come from these libertarian circles, these crazy folks, and I've heard about the story of Afghanistan for a while now. There's a great guy out there, I think hosts a radio show in Los Angeles, named Scott Horton. He's written a book on the Afghanistan war. He's done great work on it. So,
Joey, it's like this, though. There's so much money to be made in a war, government mm-hmm. contract, et cetera. And these guys are pumping money into the Congress and all these officials, and so it's just moving back and forth. It's so I don't know how we stay out of war as much as we do.
Oh, right. Well, war is a racket. Isn't that what Smedley Butler said?
Well, it is.
It really is.
It is a racket. It is a racket. Well, thanks, guys.
Hey, keep Bob, I have one question. Do you report the Tommy Tuberville speech to Alpha where he talked about, you know, God intervening in the election.
Right.
Do you talk about that critically, or do you think there's some truth to it? I mean, because I've heard both sides. I think the media in Alabama, they're going after him, you know, for it.
I think it's absolutely, without a doubt, the truth. However, as the article pointed out, Christian influence is declining, especially in the last 10 years. And you won't change anything. I mean, the country is, and sadly, it's going in the wrong direction so many years. That's why, you know, he mentioned socialism and the fact that Trump's trying to, that's the one of the worst things happening in our country, and he's trying to go against it. But as you look at the generations as they come along, they're becoming more liberalism and more open to socialism. So the future looks bleak, according to wise people I read and hear, because of the voters and the people that are generations coming along and becoming more liberal and more socialistic minded.
That's true.
Yeah, I believe it, but it's just sad. Well, listen, you guys hadn't said anything about Mr. Coleman that I've heard of, but have y'all made any comments in regard to him?
We did initially, when the day... The day after he left, we discussed it briefly.
And we wish him well.
Yeah, so. And, you know, no hard feelings.
Well, I know. He looks, you know, really clean and so on and so forth. But I can't all day long when he was 12, but hey, you know, there's
You're talking about Jeff Coleman, the guy running for Congress.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Jeff, there you go. So, okay. I have, you know, I've heard you talk about our former senator and different people, but I don't think I've ever heard you mention anything about him. Well, so I was just curious if you had anything to share.
My only take on Jeff Coleman is, I mean, it's great to have your wife talk about you at some point in the campaign. But we need to know who he is first. And maybe that's their strategy. She wants you to know the Jeff Coleman that she knows. But I just find that a little strange.
Jack, actually, hold on, guys. What I've been looking for in a congressman, and I think it might be true, is somebody that owns and knows how to work a big truck and a van. Does Jeff Coleman have, like, big trucks and vans at his disposal?
Absolutely.
I think he's got my vote.
Well, you just lowered your IQ level. I don't know how many points. And you lie, pale face.
Bob, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. We would love to have Jeff Coleman on. That's just a joke, Jeff.
I've called him twice.
I'd love to have him on. But here, let's go. A little bit before we hit our first break, a little bit of Lindsey Graham's opening statement. We're about just 2 minutes behind. Let's listen in.
Thank you all very much.
Oh, thank you, Lindsey.
Mr. Horowitz, thank you. I really appreciate what you have done. Do you have your team here with you? Would it be okay if they raised their hands? Is that all right?
Sure. If they're okay with it, I'm okay with it.
Thank you all. You have labored hard, and your work product is impressive. And I just want to thank you all for what you've done for the country. And, Mr. Horowitz, I'm dying to hear from you, but I bet I haven't made 20 minutes of opening statements in a year. But I'm going to take a little bit longer to try to lay out what I think is before us as a nation. Crossfire Hurricane was probably the best name ever given to an investigation in the history of investigations, because I think that's what we wound up with, a crossfire and a hurricane. There's been a lot of media reports about your report before it was issued. And I remember reading all these headlines, lawful investigation with a few irregularities. Everything okay, low-level people kind of got off track. If that's what you get out of this report, you clearly didn't read it. If that's your takeaway, that this thing was lawfully predicated, and that's the main point, you missed the entire report. How do you get a headline like that? That's what you want it to be. You want it to be that and nothing more. And I can assure you, if this had been a Democratic president going through what President Trump had gone through, that would not have been the headline. The headline would be, the FBI takes law into its own hands. Biased agents cut corners, lie to court, ignore exoneration. So the first thing I want you to know is how the cake is baked here. And my goal is to make sure that people, when this is over, whether you like Trump, hate Trump, don't care about Trump, you look at this as more than a few irregularities. Because if this becomes a few irregularities in America, then God help us all. Now, the people that were in charge in this investigation were handpicked by Mr. McCabe. who's now CNN analyst, high up in the FBI, the number two guy. The first question I will ask in a bit, is this the best of the best? Are these people normal representatives of the Department of Justice and the FBI? I hope you will say no, because I believe it to be no. And if I believed otherwise, I would be incredibly depressed. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to assume something for the sake of argument. That there was a lawful predicate to open up a counterintelligence investigation. And I want you to know the standard to open one up is about like that.
He's holding his fingers.
I also want you to
closely.
Know a counterintelligence investigation is not a criminal investigation. They're not trying to solve a crime. They're trying to stop foreign powers from interfering in America. That a counterintelligence investigation is designed to protect Americans from foreign influence. I want the American people to know there was an effort to affect Hillary Clinton's campaign by foreign actors. The FBI picked up that effort. They briefed her about it, and they were able to stop it. We will be receiving a defensive briefing tomorrow as a committee from the FBI to tell us all about what we should be watching for. And there may be some specific threats against us. I don't know. But I know they're going to brief us to protect us, not to surveil us. And here's what I want every American to know. From the time they opened up Crossfire Hurricane till this debacle was over, they never made any effort to brief Donald Trump about suspected problems within his campaign. They had one briefing talking about, you know, the Russians are out there, you better beware. Nothing about Carter Page, nothing about Papadopoulos, nothing about the other people that they thought might be working with the Russians. Why did they not tell him that? I hope you can give us an answer. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, a counterintelligence investigation is a good thing until it becomes a bad thing. Because it doesn't take much to open one. And the worst thing can happen is for people to open one up whose real purpose is not to protect an American, but to surveil them.
Going to pause it there because we have to hit a break.
Yes, we do.
This is Lindsay. He's still talking. We're actually, let me check, we're actually more like 11 minutes behind Lindsay, and he's still talking. But he's laying out the story, and he's laying it out well. I might have two man crushes now, Lindsey Graham and Attorney General Barr.
Well, I think Lindsay would appreciate it more than Bill Barr.
Let's hit this break before we say too much. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We are carrying live, or as live as possible, the Senate Judiciary Committee as the Inspector General for the Department of Justice in front of them. Michael Horowitz is sitting there. Lindsey Graham giving his opening statements. I watched some CNN just to see how they're covering this. You guys are done. Your asshattery, your nincompoopery has been found out. And you can try to spin this like you accuse us and William Barr of spinning. But the facts have been laid bare by this Inspector General. And this surveillance state needs to be brought to heel. What say you, Jack?
I'm just going to sit back and watch because this, it's just, if people don't see through this, then I have to question the intelligence of the country. But I think people are getting it right now.
I think so, too. 272-9228. Do you get it? 272-9228. More news and views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell after this quick break.
If
it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Deck the halls with gifts from Boot Barn. Put Dan Post boots under the tree. Handcrafted with premium leathers and made for comfort. Dan Post boots, all at Boot Barn. Unwrap the West. Unwrap the West with gifts from Boot Barn.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Are you laughing at Jane Ray?
No, not at Jane. Jane's Christmas message is great. I'm just like, deck the halls with Boot Barn. Welcome back.
You can't laugh at sponsors.
It's a national sponsor. We're going to laugh on that one. 272-92.
Is that a national?
Yeah, okay. I believe so. It's clever having them do Christmas jingles, but for their business, it just cracked me up. Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell, and I'm here to tell you about our friends at Yellowhammer Restaurant.
Oh, yes.
Their address is 7725 Averett Drive. If you're going south on Taylor Road from Vaughan, headed toward 231, you'll go about 3/4 mile and you'll turn right onto Averett Drive and you'll wind your way back, not very far, maybe 150 yards, and there's the Yellowhammer Restaurant. It opens at 6 a.m. every morning, serving breakfast, and they serve lunch until 2, and I ate there the other day. It was really good. I had the meat and three, which at the time was... a country fried steak and cabbage and I think rice is what else I had. But it was really, really good. They specialize in meat and three. Mm. You'll have three or four choices. But they also have, if you don't want a meat and three, they have three different kinds of burgers. They have a Reuben sandwich, club sandwich. You can get a wing platter. And you can get a... Some chicken tenders in a basket. Ooh, yum. As well. And they have salads. And everybody there is real friendly. I met one of the cooks when I was there, and he was really having a good time. He was a young guy, too. And I said, what time you get here every morning? He said, right before 6. I said, oh, goodness. But it's good to know there's a place that opens that early. So, you know, if you want to go to breakfast. But the lunch was particularly good. I'm going to go by there and try breakfast one morning.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to also go and clock exactly how far it is from Vaughan Road to Averett Drive.
Now, so, like, if you're going east on Vaughan Road and you get to the Taylor Road intersection,
you turn right,
and then it's on the
right. You pass Dairy Queen and a couple of strip centers.
Okay.
And then you'll turn right onto Averett Drive.
Wonderful.
But I'm going to clock it and tell you exactly how far it is.
Okay.
Anyway, Yellowhammer Cafe. Go by there and give them a try. I think you'll be happy. It's always good to have another choice for lunch or breakfast.
Indeed. Now, Lindsey Graham is continuing his lengthy opening statement here, laying out the case of how bad and how damning, in fact, this Inspector General report is. I mean, part of this report, Jack, and this is something I meant to bring up during the morning show, during this show, yesterday, just didn't get to it because there are a lot of moving parts. The report, this IG report, makes clear that the Steele dossier was garbage, and the FBI knew it was garbage, yet they kept going for FISA warrants.
Oh, he did say that.
Yes. They went to Christopher Steele's one only so-called subsource, the guy who gave Steele, at least Steele claims, gave him all his info. And they go to this guy after they've already gotten FISA warrants to spy on the campaign. And the guy goes, wait, Steele used all that crap I gave him?
Oh, he said that?
Yeah, but you know what the FBI did? They presented to the court that, yeah, we got in contact with Steele's source, and we found him to be very truthful. Yeah, but
yeah,
what was he
truthful? Telling you it was a piece of garbage.
Right.
Wow, is that Comey?
But here's the thing. This dossier that we've known is crap for a while is the IG also shows in his report was the bulk, the pith of what got the FISA warrant.
Sure, yeah.
They couldn't have gotten it without the Steele dossier. So this dossier that is what got the FISA warrant is also in the hands of everybody in Washington, D.C., every major media company, all sorts of politicians around the world. What the hell is going on here? This is bigger than the FBI. And in particular, I'm bringing up CNN. Because after James Comey alone briefs Donald Trump, the president-elect, on this dossier, saying it's unverified, it's salacious, but don't worry, we've used it as a warrant to spy on your campaign.
He didn't bother to tell him that.
He said, and by the way, Mr. President, don't talk about this. It'll give it a news hook. Well, a couple days later, CNN comes out with a story saying the FBI director has briefed the president-elect on a dossier detailing certain things, allegations of Trump's involvement with Russia. And then BuzzFeed just delivers the whole damn thing. This was a frame-up job and a setup from day one, and it's much beyond just the FBI. But no wonder all these FBI agents are now working at CNN as commentators.
I know. Getting paid.
It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And this is much bigger. I said, bring it on, John Durham. I'm very confident in what he's going to find. And we'll have to get to the NBC News interview with William Barr. I thought it was magnificent.
He did a really good job. I saw a clip on the news last night, but I also listened to it this morning.
Was going to open up the show with it, but we've got this Horowitz hearing. But Lindsey is continuing, making the case much like I'm making right now. We'll get to that in a second, but 272-9228, we're fielding phone calls here. John DeVoe. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Joey. I'm fine.
I'm all right.
That's good. Hey, Jack.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Pretty good, by the grace and mercy of the good Lord. I'm still on this side of death. It's a good day.
Woo! That's right.
Happy holiday season to you all.
And also with you and with your spirit.
Thank you. You mentioned this Jeff Coleman guy. What district is he running for? He's got all this campaign literature everywhere you can look, and yet none of it says what district he's running for.
District 2, D2.
Yeah,
like
Martha
the
Roby seat, the congressional seat.
Yeah.
Well, if he's listening, somebody need to advise him that he need to put that on there, some of his campaign literature and his signs and his... even on his website. I went to his website. I was trying to find out what district he was running for, and never did I see anywhere that it said the second congressional district.
But, hey, John, it's working. You're talking about him, right?
Well, now that I know what district he's running for, that does provide some perspective for him. I said, this guy's got these signs all over the place, and he says, the information I read said he lives in Dothan, don't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, in Wiregrass.
He has a company down there in Midland City between Ozark and Dothan. It's a moving and storage company.
Is the second congressional district, does it cover that much area?
Oh, yes.
Because it covers Autauga County, too.
Yeah. Autauga, Elmore, Montgomery, not all of Montgomery, but pretty much central and east Montgomery, Pike, Dale.
Our population has a good spread.
Yeah, Butler. I don't think Lowndes is in the district anymore, but it's like 13 or 14 counties, I think, John. It goes all the way to Eufaula on the east, and as far south as Dothan, on the and then on the west, I think that Conecuh County is in it.
Well, now the is the governor going to appoint somebody to fill Ms. Ella Bell's seat until the election's over on the state board? Have you heard anything about that?
I have not heard about that. I'm not sure how that works, but I would assume she gets to make an appointment.
Well, there's she was up for re-election, so you know the primary election is March the 3rd. And the general election is November the 3rd. Right. So, but that's still almost, I mean, that's almost a year. I don't reckon the governor's going to let that seat vacant for a year.
Well, if the constitutional amendment passes in March, then we won't have to worry about a state board election. It'll be all appointed members.
Really?
Yeah, so we need to miss that.
Miss Betty Barnett, who's a longtime person, served on the Montgomery Housing Authority Board of Commissioners, recently passed. And everybody that serves on that board is appointed by a member of the Montgomery City Council. And she was appointed by Councilman Tracy Larkin. Have you heard anything about his plans as far as who he's going appoint to replace Miss Barnett?
No, I have not heard, John.
Well, listen, peace and blessings to everybody. Now, you know I'm a candidate to the Democratic National Convention for Joe Biden. The convention is July the 13th through the 16th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Well, you got to get yourself a cheese hat if you win.
I got to get me a cheese. What kind of hat?
Like a cheese hat, like the Green Bay Packers.
Like the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody that lives in the 7th Congressional District can vote for me, and I will be on the ballot as a Joe Biden delegate for that on March the 3rd. So you all keep me in mind as well.
Okay, John. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, pal.
Listen, peace and blessings, and happy holiday season to everybody, my sincerest and dearest.
See ya. Thank you.
And also with you. Cooper, very quickly. Hey, Cooper, how you doing?
Yeah, this is a quick one. I saw in the news yesterday that Joe Biden said that if the Senate subpoenaed him, he would ignore it. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Is that not obstruction of Congress?
No, according to the Democrats, it is. It would be obstruction if they took it to court and then the court ordered him to comply and then he didn't comply. That would actually be obstruction of justice. Because you'd be defying a court.
They're not applying that definition to Trump.
No, they're just saying,
it's just a mere fact.
Yeah, we issued a subpoena. We didn't even go to court about it, but because he didn't listen, obstruction.
Well, I mean, I guess Joe's going to get impeached before he even gets nominated.
Right. Doesn't that happen? I'm sure Joe Biden will find a way.
Hey, I'm looking forward to hearing some more from Lindsey.
Yeah, we'll have that after this break. Appreciate the call, Cooper.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
Yes, let's hit this next break, Jack.
All right, Joey.
272-9228 if y'all want to get in. This hour of news and views, again, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today. 279-6036, 279-6036. Take advantage of 50% off for news and views listeners. When you tell Dan Black you're a news and views listener, 50% off all old video to digital transfers. Take advantage till the end of December, folks. 279-6036. That's the number for Dan Black Studios. Great sponsor of this hour of news and views. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As the shower risk fades away, our temperatures will be cooler today. We're only in the 50s for high temperatures, probably the mid-50s. A little breezy during the day today, but the winds will die down tonight. It will be colder tonight. Partly cloudy, the overnight low temperature drops to about 39. Tomorrow, look for another day in the mid-50s. There could be a shower somewhere in the area on Thursday afternoon, but I think the better rain chances hold off till late Thursday night into Friday. Friday looks like a soaker, and then the chance of rain will end during today on Saturday with high temperatures over the weekend in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Joey Clark.
Jack Campbell.
Jack, what do you say we go back to Lindsey? Lindsey Graham, Senator from South Carolina.
Lindsey's on fire, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he opened up this judiciary hearing meeting with Inspector General Horowitz, and Lindsey is still talking. But
well, he's the chairman. He can do what he wants to. Just ask Adam Schiff.
Yeah, let's listen in to Lindsey here. We're behind live a good bit here, but we'll listen.
Senator Feinstein found herself in a situation all of us may one day find ourselves in. A longtime employee was suspected of having ties to a foreign government. They informed her and she took appropriate action. How easy would it be for somebody to come into our campaigns as a volunteer? We really don't know who they are. You just appreciate any help you can get. How easy would it be for all of us to get caught up in this scenario? I hope all of us would appreciate, if you really believe there's somebody in my campaign working with a foreign power, please tell me so I can do something about it. Why didn't they tell Trump? We'll figure that out later. But I think it's a question that needs to be asked. So for a moment, let's assume that there was a lawful predicate to open up a counterintelligence investigation. What has been described as a few irregularities becomes a massive criminal conspiracy over time to defraud the FISA court, to illegally surveil an American citizen, and to keep an operation open against a sitting president of the United States, violating every norm known to the rule of law. Many of you are prosecutors. Many of you have been U.S. attorneys. Many of you have been defense attorneys. Trump's time will come and go. But I hope we understand that what happened here can never happen again. Because what happened here is not a few irregularities. What happened here is the system failed. People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands. And when I say defraud the FISA court, I mean it. To your team, you are able to uncover and discover abuse of power I never believed would actually exist in 2019.
That was not you.
How bad is it? was as if J. Edgar Hoover came back to life. The old FBI. The FBI that had a chip on its shoulder and wanted to intimidate people and find out what was going on in your life and the law be damned. Martin Luther King, and you just fill in the names. So, who ran this thing? The people were handpicked by McCabe, the number two guy at the FBI. The supervisory agent, the deputy assistant director for counterintelligence, is Peter Strzok. He's a big player in all things Crossfire Hurricane. Lisa Page, you may have heard of her. Who was she? She was an FBI lawyer working for McCabe. These are two central characters in this debacle. Let me tell you a little bit about who these people are and where they're coming from. Thanks to a lot of hard work by people, for Mr. Horowitz, the FBI, and others, here's what we know. Strzok, the frontline supervisor, February 12, 2016. Oh, he's, Trump, abysmal. I keep hoping the charade will end and people will just dump him. The problem then is that Rubio will likely lose to Cruz. I never quite made it, and I can understand why they would not consider me a serious candidate. The Republican Party is utter shambles. When was the last competitive ticket they offered? March 3rd, 2016. Page, God, Trump is a loathsome human. Strzok, oh my God, he's an idiot. And you know what? Newsrooms all over the country, people are nodding. This represents the attitude of a lot of people in America, and you can have that attitude, but you shouldn't be in the journalism business. You shouldn't be at the FBI. If you were in the military and you said anything like this about a commander-in-chief, you'd be charged with a crime. Remember the McChrystal debacle where they had a barroom discussion with a reporter from the Rolling Stone? What's the takeaway? Don't go to a bar with a Rolling Stone reporter. They started talking about how they didn't like Joe Biden, and I was one of the first people to say that is out of bounds. You can have all the political opinions you want, but if you're an officer in the United States military, you will park those opinions and you will not speak ill of the commander-in-chief. But that obviously is not a rule at the FBI Department of Justice. March 16th, 2016. I cannot believe Donald Trump is likely to be actual serious candidate for president. July 16th, we're getting closer to when this thing opens. And wow, Donald Trump is an enormous douche. Again, a lot of people agree with that. Trump barely spoke, but the first thing out of his mouth was, we're going to win so big. The whole thing is like living in a bad dream. July the 19th, 2016. Trump is a disaster. I have
Don't curse
no
now,
idea
Lindsay.
How destabilizing his presidency would be. And a lot of people believe that. You're entitled to believe that, but you should not be an investigator. July the 30th, the investigation's open. And damn, this feels momentous about the investigation, because this matters. The others one did too, but that was to ensure we didn't F something up. This matters because this matters. So super glad to be on this voyage with you. I hope you understand what this voyage was about. August 8, 2016, 3 days before Strzok was named the frontline supervisor. He's not ever going to become president, right? Page to Strzok. Strzok, no, he won't. We'll stop it. These are the people in charge. August 15, 2016. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk that the American people will pick their president, is what they're saying. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. August 26, 2016. just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I could smell the Trump support. People in charge. October 11, 2016. Currently fighting with Stu for the FISA. Stu was a lawyer who thought this thing was not on the up and up. Stood his ground until he couldn't stand it anymore. Eventually got run over. October the 19th. I'm all riled up. Trump is an effing idiot, is unable to provide a coherent answer.
Wow.
The New York Times
talk about institutional
probability
bias.
Numbers are dropping yes. every day. I'm scared for our organization. November the 3rd, 2016. Oh my God, this is effing terrifying. Referencing an article entitled, A Victory by Trump Remains Possible. November the 9th, 2016. Are you ever going to give out your calendars? Some kind of depressing. Maybe it should be the first meeting of the secret society. November the 13th. I bought all the president's men. I figure I needed to brush up on Watergate. November the 13th, 2016.
Wow.
Finally, two pages away from finishing all the president's men. Page to Strzok. Did you know the president resigns at the end? Strzok. What? God, that would be so lucky. May 18th, 2017. The date Page accepted a position on the special counsel's team. For me, in this case, I personally have a sense of unfinished business. I unleashed with MYE, whatever that means. Now I need to fix it and finish it. Strzok. Who gives a F one more assistant director or whoever an investigation leading to impeachment?
I'm going to stop it there, folks, because we have to hit a break. But this is Lindsey Graham just laying out the timeline. These are only two characters involved in this whole FBI saga. We got them. Just be patient, folks. We got them. Now, by we got them doesn't mean there aren't going to be folks at CNN, MSNBC, the legacy media in general who push back, who I think will just lie through their teeth. And they're still lying through their teeth. They're essentially saying, oh, Trump colluded with the Russians in 2016. He's going to do it again in 2020 by advancing this Ukraine narrative. That's what they're saying now. They're sore losers even before the election has happened.
Do you have to reapply for FISA?
Yes. They had an initial warrant. Then they had three renewals. The third renewal involving getting the warrant on Carter Page, the FBI knows, this is from the Horowitz report, the FBI knows that Carter Page is in fact working with the CIA, has for years been working with and for the CIA as an informant against the Russians. And yet that's where the low-level lawyer, whatever, where the lawyer who had the means to do it, Kevin Kleinsmith, doctored a document. Changed it, altered it, to show that, make it look like Carter Page was in fact being looked into by the CIA. Got rid of the idea that he'd actually been cooperating with the agency for years, getting dirt on Russia. I mean, that's just one example. 51 violations of the Woods statute, where you have to provide, if you're a prosecutor, you have to provide, if you discover exculpatory evidence, you have to provide that. You can't just hide the ball in order to get what you want in front of a court.
Exculpatory meaning the person's been cleared.
Yeah, it would show somebody's evidence or suggest, show evidence that somebody might be innocent.
Right.
It would suggest it at least. And 9 of those 51 violations can be classified, according to Horowitz, as lying to the court. This is a big deal, a big effing deal to quote Joe Biden. We'd have to hit a break here, folks. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. I was there yesterday, Jack, and my God, I'm feeling it today. But it feels good in a sore sort of way.
You're sick.
Indeed, I am. But I'm
kind
loving
of that
it.
Feels good, feels bad thing, kind of like scratching a scab.
Yeah, it hurts so good. As John Cougar once said.
Yeah.
But I love it, folks. Express Fitness 24/7. They have locations all around the River Region. But I'm going to the Montgomery location. They just moved from Zelda Road over to Harrison Road at the old Gold, at the old Hogan's Gym. Excuse me, Hogan's Gym, 3331 Harrison Road, the old Hogan's Gym. They kind of combine gyms. It's a full fleet of stuff in there now. All sorts of machines, some old school ones that I love, some state of the art brand new ones that I love. Great community of folks I'm getting to know again. Like when you combine gyms, the culture changes, but I'm having a great time over there. It's a 24/7 gym when you have access as a member anytime with Key Fob Technology. It's month-to-month payments. That way you can try it out for the new year without getting locked into a long-term contract. So there's really nothing you can lose. Go try it out, especially with New Year's resolutions, wanting to look good into the spring and summer of next year. What do you got to lose? Try it out for a month or two, and if you love it like I do, I think you'll come back and thank me. Check them out today. Express Fitness 24/7. Best way to do that, go to their website, expressfitness24.com, expressfitness, the number 24.com. Be sure to tell Alex or anybody you go and see that Joey from the radio sent you. Be right back with more news and views after this quick break. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. You know I'm smiling, baby. You need some guidance, baby. I'm just excited, baby, now. I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together. Let's spend the night together now.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6, on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
If you are new in town, you may not know that we have served the River Region for over 30 years and offer emergency service 24/7. United is committed to giving the best service with the best quality of work and want to say thank you to everyone in the River Region we have served. We hope we exceeded your expectations in customer service and quality of work, and you enjoy your family and friends this holiday season, and we can all be thankful for the opportunities and blessings we have. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
Let United be your one-stop service company for the new year. We would be grateful if you give us a try.
For the number one service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. And from our hearts to yours. I just have.
Do not